Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Before we start, Steve-O, apparently you wanted to make an announcement.
Oh, right, yeah. So, boys, listen, I don't know who keeps leaving skid marks in the toilet, yeah?
What?
But I don't mind it because I understand we all do that. We
what
all do
mean
it.
You don't mind it?
No, because if there's a brush, use the brush.
There's no brush. Honestly, I've not even used the toilet here. I go to the toilet before I
okay, I'm just saying,
yard.
Someone keeps
but,
doing
but,
it.
But one thing with me, I'll never touch a public toilet brush.
I know it was him.
Apart from that though, I hope everyone's good. I've noticed a few of you don't have your Christmas bloody jumpers.
What do you
mate?
Mean? It's because I have my hat instead.
Margs, what's that?
It's red.
That's what I'm saying. It's
Pen Game Christmas.
John, what the hell is that?
Christmas, isn't it?
From Zara, isn't it?
But it's not
that's from Zara, kids yeah, section. Bro.
That's a harvest festival.
That's a kids section, Jane.
Obviously, you can't wear it with a wife beater, so you have to bareback it.
Oh,
okay.
That looks like a Build-A-Bear bear jumper.
And loons? Loons?
Yeah, that's loons. Like, that's
Hanukkah. This is cold, though. This is cold.
Loons.
So you're doing the snow thing. I thought we're keeping away from that.
Snow.
Oh. The snowflake.
Oh, this is a family-friendly show, man.
Anyway, boys, twas the night. Before Christmas, I always say that,
Twas, isn't it?
We publish new football content every Monday, every Wednesday, and of course, the behind the scenes is on a Friday. Be sure to subscribe, ring the bell, get notified. Do not miss out on this Christmas. So update, boys, it's Christmas time, new things is happening. Florian Wirtz has registered his first assist.
In December.
Christmas present for Loons. Christmas present
wow.
for
Wow.
That's terrible. Oi.
Unbelievable.
Long time. Lie. A round of applause for your first assist in December is insane.
For the record
that's
signing.
In the mud.
It's not technically his first. It's his first in the
no,
Prem.
No, it's literally his first. We're talking about the Prem.
No, he done one in the Charity Shield.
I know it's Christmas, but no one don't care about charity. No one don't care about
it. I'm just saying, innit? I'm just saying the games where he assisted, done one in Champions League.
Charity, especially when you put Shield
on. He got a goal that got taken away from him as
oh
well.
Oh my God.
So he's improving, man.
But anyway, listen, we put out a vote a few weeks ago and was asking the crowd what would happen first, yeah? Whether Wirtz gets his assist, or Arne Slot gets sacked, or if Steve-O gets slopped.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Steve-O, would you care to elaborate?
Well, I reckon we should do that afterwards, but I don't know, the votes came in. It was 28% of people voted that Wirtz would get an assist first. 35% of the people voted that Arne Slot would get sacked. But the winner of the vote with 37% was Steve-O was gonna get slopped.
They believe in you.
Because
what does elaborate
context,
that?
The context. All right. So I'm going through
a midlife crisis.
They would call it.
No.
Literally.
Don't let him do that.
What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
Don't let him do that. What?
I am.
Oh. Fair enough.
I'm having the greatest time of my life. Are you fucking kidding
it's
me?
It's not a midlife crisis. It's a one-third life crisis. You get what I'm saying to you?
Third. Third.
One third.
How far are you trying to go? Live?
Bro.
Matt said a third.
Me and Steve got about 120 in the clock, bro.
He knows I do ice baths.
Yeah, we got about 120 in the clock,
bro.
He
knows I've got a long life. But listen, the context to that was not the midlife crisis.
Yeah, my bad. That was
that's rock and roll shit right now. But it is that I was going through a dry patch when it comes to slops. And I was honest with you lot. And for some reason, it got into a vote.
What's slops like? Trope.
That's what she's mad.
Trope.
Huh?
Trope.
Trope, bro. I just wasn't.
So you broke it.
What do you want to know?
So we need to know, everybody at home, the crowd, they need to know. Did you get slops before Wirtz got his assist?
So what, do they need to know it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's with a date, man.
Yeah. Well.
Nah.
When did he do the assist?
Last weekend.
Last weekend. Ooh. And when did I say it? 3 weeks ago.
Damn.
I'm very selective of who I get do that with. So.
Wait, is there really a bet on man getting Nick Torres?
So the truth is, no, I haven't had slops in
no
the last
3 weeks.
No
electrician's been round.
Nah, man.
Checking up the, all right, the fuses.
Cool. Well, you know, big congratulations to anybody in the crowd that got it right. You know ball.
This is a pun up. You know ball, you know. Man's balls is in the thing and said, you know ball. This is dark over here. Like, what do they know? Scrotums.
What? That's the backside.
What? What's going on?
In it, man. Hey, hey, hey.
It's aye. All on
roll. Roll off, right? You gotta be on your
know
game today.
What's going on today, bro? Don't know.
Them loose touches ain't flying. Yeah. Right,
yeah. Today's not the day. Hey, big homie, I'm with you, innit? Today's not the day.
You know what? It's a full squad, so I ain't even gonna do a step over, you know, man. Don't worry, man. Play, man. Don't worry. Sideways pass.
Be direct.
Anyway, boys, we dropped a video with Ravel Morrison. Obviously, I wasn't there, unfortunately, on Monday. So make sure you watch that after you watch this very good episode. Man.
You know, that's my cousin, innit?
Ah, stop it.
You know what?
Pay him his money, bro.
What do you mean?
Pay him his money, bro.
Hey, bro, don't be exposing my business out here.
Focus.
Man.
It's time.
Oh, my days.
I need you, bro.
Sailing on a daily.
Okay, now we might need to sub for this. We might need to sub just for the ad.
What?
No, just for the ad.
We need the ad lib. What comes after the Sailie on a daily?
All right.
Okay, oh, then.
Let's go.
Now we're ready.
Sorry, my bro.
Sorry, you ain't got that Steve.
It's a both man's needed on the chorus. Okay, this is an advertisement for Sailie. Sailie is the affordable, easy to use and sustainable eSIM service that gives reliable mobile internet connections in over 200 destinations worldwide.
Download the Sailie app and pick a data plan and it will activate automatically the moment you reach your destination.
With a Sailie eSIM, you ditch the physical SIM, save on roaming costs and never lose connection.
So forget queuing at airports for SIMs, forget those sneaky roaming fees.
I'm going to Iceland for Christmas.
Yep, keep it brief. So that's good. You'll be able to watch football out there exactly. If you got a Sailie SIM.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. 100%.
Who's cooking the chicken?
Anyway, with Sailie, you get secure internet connection on your travels and it enables you to switch your device's virtual location to back home so you can access all your apps and sites which may be blocked when you're abroad.
Oh,
remember, Steve-O?
Wicked, wicked.
Sports, movies, TV shows, you name it.
And if you're moving on to another country, just add new destinations to your existing Sailie eSIM. There's no need to install new eSIMs every time.
Download Sailie in the App Store by scanning the QR code on screen. Use the code FILTHYFELLAS at the checkout to get 15% off your first purchase. The details are in the episode description box below.
John.
Sailie on the daily.
All right.
he was looking for the space today.
I want to make an on-camera suggestion, man. I like this roll-on, roll-off stuff, you know. Full squad in the building.
No man's busy. No man's busy, though, so.
But when we can, let's try, innit? Because it's good.
It keeps everybody sharp.
Yeah.
Make you stay true.
Sharp.
No biasness as well, though.
No biasness at all, bro.
Cool. So top table
we're
can
being
also
honest
go.
From 100%, huh? 100%. Yeah, we can go. But bro, we keep it neat. That doesn't...
Man said, huh? Man thought he called the subs.
Top table,
I thought we made the subs.
No, but brother, we do... Listen.
I reckon 10 minutes silence, subbed off straight away.
Right, listen.
10 minutes of silence, he better speaks.
Obviously. Can I say something? Is this the first time this happened? Have we got a West Ham table for the first
it's
time?
It's probably the first time, no?
Wow.
I had... Yeah, maybe.
Okay, don't do that. We got my brother Jan's in the building.
What's going
Christmas
on, everyone?
Special. How you doing, my brother?
I'm all right. I'm feeling good. 10 out of 10. I'm ready to play.
Yeah?
Yeah,
West
man.
West Ham are not doing
Pardon?
Well. But
don't start this.
Listen, we're talking about us, though, man. It's not about West Ham right now. It's talking about sharpness. The curse of filthy. That's mad.
Close.
That's crazy.
One thing I will say about the filthy curse, yeah? It's legit, man. Like, it's legit. I think you big anybody up on there too much, they crash, they fall, it's bad. You say someone ain't got it, he starts scoring, slamming out goals. Like, it's actually a real thing. You just got to be careful who you big up or who you diss on this show.
I think it's the opposite for me. It's usually, I say someone's doing well when people ain't seeing it. You lot criticize me, and then weeks, months later, that player then gets Ballon d'Or nominations and shit like that.
Nah, that don't really happen.
There's a few things I've said over the past you lot have criticized me for. They're now becoming the norm. Declan, Steven, Gerrard, they're saying that. Whether they're the same, hang about, please. When I first said it was wild, but now they're saying it. Another one they're saying is, Saka is consistent, but has skill levels very low. They're saying that. Even the pros are watching him now and saying it.
When did you say that?
I said that.
That is skill level
low. I said that he's probably, he gets sevens all the time, he's consistent, probably sometimes eights, but his skill, when I said it.
Yeah, but I think everyone can say that.
But it's not, yeah, it's a sample, man. You sampled that tune, man.
I've heard conversations of whether he's world class or not, but I don't remember you jumping out on a limb and saying like, "Rah, his skill level slow."
Loons.
He says Bowen's better.
Yeah, I've been saying it.
Bowen's better than everyone, bro.
Anyway, I'm just saying.
Okay, cool. So look, to give you your flowers because you're begging, you die for them
I'm
every
not begging.
Week.
I get flowers sent anyway. I got flowers sent to my house the other day.
You literally beg like a man on the street corner. But anyway,
get your Christmas jumper, dickhead.
Nah, man, you gotta give Steve-O his flowers.
Okay, cool. So this year we've seen Salah go from the best to the worst.
Okay,
he's not the worst.
And by the way, he still might get those 20 goals. I'm just saying. And it's exactly what I said. He will go from the hero to the villain, and he still might get 20 goals. There you go.
You see, one thing you can't get over in football is experience. You get me? He's been here. He's probably seen more seasons than you lot. He's been in the changing room. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Someone warm up.
Wait, what's going on here?
Someone warm up.
What? I'm giving him his flowers.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
KG was warm. KG. Okay.
Wait. I'm giving man his flowers and y'all, so, you know I ain't got flowers for y'all.
All right, go on then.
Focus, man.
Let's see how it goes. But keep warm.
Stay warm.
All right, we spoke on Trossard's effectiveness. Mm. He gets injured.
Yeah.
But still bangs out.
Very effective still. Listen, that's the mad one. I think, yeah, Foden's pass to Eze.
Yeah, it caused a stir.
I think we foresaw this. This ain't the curse of filthy. We saw the pass, the precision, the accuracy. We foresaw this. It was foreseen.
Foreseen.
Yeah.
Spell it.
Did it?
F-O-R.
Sachi.
But it's F-O-R-E, isn't it?
Yeah.
S-A-W.
No way is that a word.
It is.
For sure.
Anyway, listen, a lot of men weren't rating the fact
This is dark. Warm up, this is crazy.
A lot of men weren't rating the fact that Foden was getting such high praise for his assist.
5-yard pass.
Even though some of us saw the technical ability in it. Now,
Wait, what did you see in it?
The technical
ability. Was that your position? You were like, no, that is an unbelievable pass.
Did you see the England pass?
I'm always ahead of the curve.
Wait, so
Foden's going on a mad run, huh?
Sorry, did you think that pass was like...
Yeah.
It was crazy, yeah.
It was teed up for the shot to be perfect.
You thought it was a mad pass? Like, mad.
Top level elite athlete skill.
Yeah, Foden went on a mad run after that, though.
Foden.
Yeah, he's
been in crazy form.
Yeah. Since our episode where we spoke about certain heirs to Harry Kane, we laughed about Calvert-Lewin.
No.
And he has been moving a bit mad since.
Can I say something about Dominic Calvert-Lewin? I told Manchester United fans that is the guy y'all needed.
I'm telling you.
KG, I told y'all.
Get him off. Get him off.
Wait. Sam!
You said you weren't going to do step overs.
The gaffer just told you. But don't cut man off.
Rosky.
He just
on a flip flap.
Hey, sub. Hey, this is dark. Hey, you know, Libby. Hey, Libby.
All right, come, get back
gonna,
in the car.
He's not gonna come back.
Stop.
Hey, you're not gonna come back on.
because there's better players in the rotation.
Anyway, since that episode, Dominic Calvert-Lewin has scored 6 in his last 5 appearances for Leeds. Another person that I was trying to actually do the agent thing for, I was trying to get him a move, Kobbi Mainoo.
Speaking about Kobbi. Then look, this would have been his big chance. He's injured now. The filthy curse is real.
It is real. Are we going to stop?
Nope, keep going.
Definitely not. Manchester United. To add more misery to Manchester United, Bruno Fernandes is injured.
Oh.
It's fucked. Had a little bit of a back and forth with the Villa fans. He's also mentally injured. He was rattled.
He's not rattled. He just comes across like that.
Just a rat.
Like,
I think he's passionate. Always mentally injured. It's permanent.
Nah, if you saw the interview with Rio, you can see he just comes across like that. Good guy, man. Good guy, great player.
Thank you, Steve.
Man United's greatest player for the last 10 years.
And look at the 10 years. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it.
Yeah, he's won more than some of the Arsenal players.
I don't care about.
I'm just
what
telling you. You said look at the 10 years. It's about personally.
Look what we're talking about.
I'm talking about Bruno and his last 10 years.
He's your best player. Rattled.
End of the day, we know what Bruno is. And for the man them that said this team's going to be better without Bruno, it's time to show and tell.
Wait, we'll see.
You see, it was crazy. Everyone in their Christmas hats. No one looks like Santa Claus. But you in your elf hat, you actually look like a little elf.
Which is Loons call me a massive one,
bro.
Yeah, yes, I'm saying you. Loons call me a big elf, bro.
There's nothing small about this boy, fam. He's bro. Huge.
Where's your t-shirt under that though?
No, it's meant to be like this. It's designed like this.
A cardigan and bare chest is crazy.
I know you're itching, innit? You're itching.
No. It's kind of warm inside, actually.
Fleece on skin. Velvet. Fleece on skin.
The Wally or something.
It's never itching. It's actually mad nice.
He said the Wally.
It might be. It's not Christmas. It ain't Christmas.
What are you doing, KG?
He said the Wally.
Wait, so what happens now? Bruno's gone.
Who's the centre midfielder? Agate and...
Oh.
I was about to say Eriksen.
No, we tried Leecher yesterday in the defence. He actually looked all right.
Brother, you know who you should play? There's a guy called Jim Freights in your youth team. I'm telling you, bro.
Jim
Scholesy.
Did you say his name is
Jim Freights.
Oh, you said
is he
Jimmer?
The midfielder?
Yeah, bro. Scholesy, bro.
No one called Jimmer can play. No one called Jimmer.
I don't even think he's made a match day squad, so I doubt he's gonna
Yeah,
gonna
I'm just saying, get him really, up. Innit? Get him up.
Fletcher and Shay Lacey.
Shay Lacey, yeah, he's good. But he's attacking, I'm on about the midfield.
Well, it's going to be tough, yeah? We don't play many games without Bruno, but when he's not in the team, our win percentage decreases like significantly, like it's all crazy. With AFCON and the injuries that we got, our bench is looking a bit...
meaty.
Shaky.
Pray for us.
Just so you don't know, the bench will be Tom Heaton, Alto Bayender, Tarrell... Lissandro Martinez on the bench, Tyler Fredrickson, Jack Fletcher, Bendito.
Surely
Mantato.
That's a baller. Bendito Mantato has to be a baller.
Every time he's come on, he ain't done nothing.
He looks good.
He ain't done nothing.
He's a baller, though.
His name
is. Yeah, but every time he's had opportunity, he ain't done nothing. Shay Lacey and Joshua Zirkzee. It's tough over there, man.
It's dark.
It's dark realms. And you see what's messed up? You see what's messed up here? Because everybody's been of the consensus that we're not good. Yeah, we haven't been good for a while. The gaffer's not good. All these kind of things. It was the worst season ever. We was 15th last year. But they still have all these expectations for us. And with the state of the team, with 2 of our best players going to AFCON, injuries galore, they're still going to kick our teeth out when we lose games. Like, it don't...
Yeah. Nah, but you lot, let's have it right, yeah? You lot look better this season. The match the other weekend, you lot started off aggressive. You always do.
We look good against Villa.
There's something there, innit? But it's just... because of this... I will kind of allow you lot, innit? The AFCON, yeah, you have to, man. The AFCON period is not easy, bro. It's
can I ask you a question? With me going to a team like a back three of Shaw, Heaven and Yoro, what do you really expect to get out of these lot? Like, genuinely.
Wait, is it fair to say that Yoro isn't hitting the standards we thought he would? Like, when we spoke about Chalabar,
it
Yoro...
could be a my bad still.
Yeah, I think so.
It could be.
No, it's definitely a my bad.
It could be a my bad. No, because that clip is crazy. I hate the fact that I'm in one of those clips. Like, usually it's everyone else, like your Gerard one.
You know what you need to understand, yeah? We're not making, like, a final statement on Maya, man. He's young, innit? We're just talking about right now, in the team he's in, the vibe of that team, it's not going to be easy for him. Obviously, he's good. He's clearly good.
Man United, guys, because you see with Saliba, I spoke to Jay Bruford, I said to him, yeah, but Saliba didn't start off well when he went. For one, he didn't cost that much. And two, you could still see like what his strengths were. Even if he made a little error or whatnot, you could see his strengths. What is Lenny's strength? Because one-on-one, he's terrible. He's terrible. Positioning, on the ball, he's not great. Sometimes looks great, but sometimes doesn't. Titus Bramble was like that as well, and you lot criticised Bramble.
Sorry to cut you, he's just a young player. That's just inconsistencies. No. That's just inconsistencies that you'll find from a young player.
So what is his strengths?
Boy, like I said, I think he's physically he looks good. He's quick. He can cover the ground well. I think he's decent on the ball. The problem with Yoro is... I don't think we should question his ability and bring his ability into question yet. But right this second now, you can see mentally he's not there. His head's gone, and he's in a tough situation in a tough United team. And
his head's gone.
Yeah, his head's gone right now.
We see
him
when he went
to
the bench, and he's just looking up like you don't even see that. That kind of body language, you can tell he's not all right.
It's
bro.
Christmas time. For this episode only, I'm gonna put all agendas aside. I'm going to be completely honest, yeah? And like you said, bro, it's confidence, bro. You can't put him in a back three with Aiden Heaven and Luke Shaw.
Aiden Heaven was quality, though.
No, he was good, but at the same time, Villa away, it's too much to ask. You understand, bro? There was always going to be a moment where it's him v someone dangerous. That's exactly what happened. Him v's Morgan Rogers. He didn't even understand what to do. You understand? Like that ain't.
That was a great transition.
Because you see how you compared him to Saliba, yeah? Saliba's. I can honestly say he's never been in that situation as an Arsenal player, innit? There's always someone else there. Like so, even now, yeah, we got Hincapié, right? Like we've got a squad to facilitate things, innit? And you have to do that with young players because Saliba's a. Not so much anymore, but at a point he was a young player.
But
bro.
Euro's been playing with De Ligt. He's been playing with,
and they're not
but
there,
they're not
the
there bro.
But you know no, what? But look, he's been playing, so he's cool. the bad games we speak of. Like De Ligt was next to him.
There's
sometimes.
Times when he looked good that you ain't speaking about it as well. But anyway, I want to protect my young players. We brought up Morgan Rogers. That's the best time to just transition and go over to Villa, and let's really have a conversation about Morgan Rogers, £8 million from Middlesbrough, February 24. What are we saying about this guy?
Play him over Bellingham, mate.
Steady.
Before we get into that, listen, his stats this season. In 17 appearances, 7 goals and 2 assists. And 1 goal shy of what he achieved in the league last season already. He's missed 12 minutes of Premier League football this season.
Strong.
Hey, can I say, that's great, that's good. But if we're talking of like the level they're trying to put him in, those stats ain't.
What levels are they putting him in?
They're saying best English player. That's what I heard yesterday on Sky.
At the moment,
he is. That's what I heard last week on Sky.
I think he is at the moment.
Not whether he is.
I don't make that though.
Not whether he is or if he isn't. If you're talking about performers and you're talking about living in the moment and giving like credit where it's due, at the moment he's one of the better English players.
He's one of the best. Is he
not
the best?
Not the best. But he's one of the best English players at the minute. He's ice cold, bro.
Let me ask you, is he playing better this season than Grealish?
Yes. Yeah. What?
Hey, but Grealish is doing well, though.
Yeah, but this is Grealish doing really well, though.
Grealish can't do those things Morgan Rogers can do. He can't shoot like that.
We played against Grealish the other day, and fair enough, it's us, but I wasn't, like, I didn't care. Like,
what about as a 17 games?
No, I hear it, but like, if you're a Premier League fan, you do not want to play against Villa. Mainly because of that man, bro.
To Grealish, Morgan Rogers is insanity.
He is a killer.
I had this with Poet. I said Villa's team.
This way,
like,
Villa are in a title race.
Yeah.
They're in a title race, bro.
3 points off
if
the top.
If that wasn't Villa, if that was Chelsea, if that was you lot, bro. Yeah, if you lot had a player that was operating like Morgan Rogers and you lot was third, bro, the things we'd be hearing would be insane. But I think he gets the respect that he's getting now. I think it's due, man. I think he's quality.
You know why I like it? Because I'll be real, yeah? I didn't know about him at City. I didn't know about him at Villa. The first time I bucked him would have been the Arsenal game. That was the first time I watched him. He passed the eye test for me straight away. I was like, who the hell is this you?
So why
and
we
since
having
then,
debates with people that don't know about players like this? I know him from West Brom.
Who
it's
cares?
Ridiculous.
Nobody cares.
It's ridiculous.
Your jumper's tight and meaty.
What are we doing there?
Well, anyways, moving on. Villa. Villa didn't get their first win in 5 games, bro, and they're now 3 points.
Okay, cool. So can we talk about Emre being an elite gaffer?
Hold on, quickly before we do this, I've been. Some of the calls are from the gaffer. Oh, yeah. It's not from me. West Ham table ain't doing well.
What?
Steve-O, you've been messing up. No, let me chat to you. Steve-O, as a senior player, you got to do better. So, Jans, I need you to...
I was going to say.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Who's that? Squad together, though.
And he said, bro, you said Jans. He said Jans. He said Jans.
Whoa. Why are you laughing so hard?
Bro, hey, what? Hey. I'm a senior player,
why
bro.
Are you laughing so
how
hard?
Dare you, bro?
Why are you
can't look at me, you know.
Don't start getting mad.
Hey, this you, bro.
What's going on here?
Hey, Jans. Hey, stay warm. Stay warm.
This
is your European debut, bro.
Hey, let me talk about West Ham, you pricks.
Yeah, hey, gaffer, coaches. I need that. I need more of that.
Hey, as well, everybody.
That is quality.
Everybody in the crowd, I just want to give you some insight to what's going on the pitch because they're warming up vigorously.
It's mad.
But what's killing me is, yeah, Luz thinks he's going to get on this pitch before Dan.
He's waiting. He's moving like he's
bro,
next.
Wait. I know who the quicker Dan gets on is the quicker I get on. So I'm focusing. Everyone focus at
subs.
Home.
He's forcing
listen,
the subs.
Listen, get off. You're off the ball in 10 minutes.
Luz is pointing at every bad touch.
You know what, boys? Listen, I'm a team player, man. We'll sacrifice. Everyone's going to get time, honestly.
So, yeah, my point Villa, was that Villa, their first 5 games, they were doing terrible. They didn't win. They didn't get a game.
And then since then, they've won every game except one. They won 7 wins in a row, 10 wins in a row in all comps. And their next 2 games is Chelsea away and Arsenal away.
That'd be
away.
The test. If they beat them two, they're in the title race.
They're in the title race now.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Because
if United were won their game, they was going to be a little point. Like,
two
it's
point,
very tight.
2 points off.
It's too tight. It's
but
tight.
You
so if they was 2 points off United, if United was 2 points off Villa, would United be in a title race?
No, because you know
we ain't got
no
way. Okay, stop.
I'm going to push
stop.
Back.
If they beat these two,
I'm going to push back. So right now, you're talking about how many games they've won in a row, right? You said they won 10 games in all comps, yeah? That's Man United. We struggled to win 3 games. So we know if we're there, we're not going to be there for long. We are going to fall out
not
of it.
Necessarily.
These guys have been consistent. So you have to put them in the conversation. They're allowed to be in the conversation with them when he wins.
So United would have been as well?
No, because we know we're going to buckle.
No, you
we
don't know that.
I'm telling you, bro.
You
we just won 2 games back to back. How are you talking about title race for us? We're not involved. They're different to us.
Did you just say this? I think if they take, I don't know, 4 to 6 points away from the next 2 games,
yeah,
they are definitely in a conversation in a title
race.
It's
December, and look, how many points off the top of they?
They're 3 points off Arsenal, 1 point behind City, bro.
They're seven points
in front of Chelsea in fourth, bro. Like this is.
But Villa have had this form before, though, and then fumbled.
Maybe they might not be able to sustain it, but in the moment, you have to say if they're involved in something, you have to give them credit and say that they're involved in something.
Yeah, I agree. See it every game, innit? The commentators and that. I think the only thing that can stifle them is their squad depth, innit? They don't have a squad like us and City, and that could be a problem, innit?
Nah, they ain't got match winners around the pitch like Arsenal or City could get something from different places. Morgan Rodgers, Watkins ain't firing like that. Brendina had to come off the bench to beat Arsenal. Like, they ain't got it the way Arsenal City got it.
What about that midfield though? What about Kamara and Onana?
It's a good midfield, but it's not goals though. It's not winning. Obviously, it's winning in terms of what they do and they do well, but they've got Arsenal and City just got too much for them. It's the truth, isn't it?
What about the managerial difference, though? The manager's making good substitutions as well. He's a good tactician. He's getting the most out of this team.
Emery is an elite gaffer, whether you want to admit it or not. Probably the biggest reason why Villa are where they are now is because of Emery.
Do you think if he would have stayed at Arsenal, knowing what he's done now with Villa building team, same with Seville, like if he stays at Arsenal and they give him a chance, does he win a league with Arsenal?
I don't know
now?
Because you see that situation around Arsenal, yeah? It was just so, it was so toxic, man. Like even every time he came out after the game to speak, people are making jokes about him, good evening, and all that. The way AFTV, you know, Arsenal are a toxic fan base. And there was just something about that situation that felt like he needed to get out of it. Yeah. You get me? I don't know whether he was there, whether it would have made anything better or just would have made it worse. But again, I don't think what happened with Emery at Arsenal is any indictment on this man's career. I've been on there saying it, like he's a top gaffer, he's an elite gaffer.
Bro,
top two in the league.
He's a top two. He's a good gaffer, yeah. He's capitalizing off the fact that you lot, Chelsea and everyone else ain't doing what they need to do. And that's what it is, isn't it?
But you think he's not better than Arteta?
Hold on 2 seconds. That was Moyes at a point. That was whoever, Gerard, Julia, whoever Eid that was at Liverpool. Like, bro, what I'm saying is there's the contenders and then like the best other guy, innit? And that's what he is. That don't make him elite, bro. Because where we are because of Arteta. When we had Emery, we was where we was, bro.
So you're still saying Arteta's a better gaffer than 100%, Emery?
100%, bro. Because they beat us in a game. It don't mean anything.
Arteta had years to do what he's done, though, innit?
So what do you mean? Emery's probably been a manager probably like double the time Arteta's been a gaffer, bro.
No, but we're talking about the Arsenal situation.
Oh, come on, bro.
But he's also had time with Villa, though.
How?
How?
We're talking about the Arsenal situation.
Well, Villa was struggling, but when he got the job, remember, Gerrard was stinking up the place. He goes in there and changes them.
And I'll say it again. What happened at Arsenal is no real indictment on the man's capabilities,
bro. Do you think you have a better squad than Villa?
No.
Yeah?
Nah.
My thing is, it's not that close. The difference between you and Villa is you have a poor gaffer. They have a good gaffer. That don't make him elite. You understand, bro? Because, again, I'm not saying it's an easy job, bro, but to be the best of the other guys is not the same as challenge. Look how we're talking.
I think how Marks is saying it, yeah, is like he's a good gaffer. Like,
he's saying he's elite. He said he's top two in the league.
I wouldn't say elite, but I just think...
Who said that? Hamstring. Paul
Tan. Why? What's happened?
Hamstring.
Okay.
Hamstring. Bro, you need to know what? I told you about the chicken.
Can we clap this up? That's honest. No, you see, sir, I will try play on with my hamstring hanging off.
Yeah, but
off.
You're not wearing jeggings, bro. That's why.
What's that?
What do you mean it's Christmas, bro? It's
I hear
it's Christmas
it.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah?
It's Christmas Eve.
You can say, by the way, Lippy.
Oh, is that cheese?
Yeah.
Oh. You got a smorgasbord.
Fancy.
See, they don't even know about
man scrounging for the bread. What the fuck is going on over there?
Bro, you don't. You're that's from Colchester, man. You don't know about this stuff.
Whoa.
That's not. He done it with his nail, you know. You can't eat that again.
With his nail.
It's fun. It's fun. He done that.
Dan, how you doing, my brother?
Wait, Lips. Going to what you're saying though about the elite manager. I think what makes him elite is that he's taken a Villa team, less budget, less everything, and got them in the Champions League competing, in the league competing. I think that's the eliteness of it. He's took that team because other people have tried. Dean Smith, Steven Gerrard, they've all tried when they had a bit of money, they had that Villa money. And he's the one that's done it. And I think that's his elite. The eliteness to keep a John McGinn as captain and keep him in the team. Like, those little decisions.
Show with Paris in the Champions League,
yeah,
bro.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
He's an elite gaffer, bro. Yeah.
I'm not even questioning that. I'm just saying, I just think top two in the league is a bit mad, isn't it?
What's top two in the league then?
Pep and Arteta.
Ooh.
What's the man doing it? That Arteta was weak.
You don't even believe that Arteta.
No conviction.
Yeah, no, I think it's Pep and Arteta. It is them two. They're like, because again, what's Emery's game? Identify that.
What do you mean?
You're just preying his results and what he's done with a club that isn't a big club. And because of that, you're just saying, yeah, he's elite.
No, that box midfielder, serious.
2 seconds, it does.
They play nice football.
They play nice football.
I'm just kidding, there you go. They're defensively solid, you get me? They're good in transition. Yeah.
He's one of the only managers that successfully done this box midfield, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, Maresca did it as well.
Lippy, did you really think we didn't know the way he plays?
What do you mean? He didn't say anything.
Why is Arteta better than Slot?
Why is Arteta better than Slot?
Why?
You see what's going on now?
Mm. I just asked the question though.
Go on. Okay, so for those who didn't hear, because maybe the mic didn't catch that, so there's a question we're going to pose to Lippy, who reckons Arteta's top two. Why is Arteta better than Arne Slot, the reigning Premier League champion?
I think what you're saying about Emery, it's obviously not as much, but that's the same thing with Arteta. He's taken a club that was in a very unserious time, and he's made us title challenges season after season after season now. He's made players better. You understand? That's one thing I give Emery. I think he raises the level of certain players. But Arteta, across a squad, with a system. Come on, man.
7 years he's been there. Slot came in 1 year, led the team to a victory. Don't that speak to eliteness?
No, 100%. I'm not saying that Slot isn't elite. I just don't think he's elite, better than... cool, innit?
But I think he's having a rough moment.
I think Arteta's a defensive masterclass, man. I don't think he's really improved any of the attacking players he's got. If I look at the attacking players that Arsenal's got, I don't think he's done anything with them.
I hear that.
Okay, so we want to know now then, Villa, are they title contenders or pretenders?
No, they can't be. It's just not how it works.
They can't be.
Aston
which
Villa
one?
Cannot win the Premier League.
They can't be what? Which one?
This was Premier Forest League, last season.
Like contenders. How are Aston Villa going to...
It was Sunderland earlier on as well.
See, we know the gravity of this league. Yeah? Eventually, it pulls teams back to kind of where they should be.
Water always finds this level.
Yeah, that's it.
They won't fall far from where they are. They're third, innit?
If they get top four,
it'll be fourth or fifth. Yeah. It'll be fourth or fifth.
I think they're like a fifth, sixth.
It will balance out. Like it will balance 50. Out. January as well, you know, things are going to happen. Like, they're going to go Chelsea away. When have they got Chelsea? Well, it's... Oh, damn.
Who, Villa got Chelsea?
Yeah, because for real, you're just saying like it's out of the realms of possibility, but in their next two games, Chelsea and Arsenal away, if they won them next two games, they're top of the league, boys.
This is what I'm saying. Then they're in the title race.
They're in it. They'll fall away.
We could be seeing another Leicester joint, bro. Don't be shocked.
Maybe.
But I think Leicester, you know what I see with Leicester? A goal scorer up top.
Yeah, but...
That's the difference.
Watkins can do that though. Let's not act like Watkins can't do that. He can do that. No, I understand he's been poor, but he can do that. They're getting goals from out wide. Their midfielder can.
You see Leicester. You see to win the league. I'm saying, like, your striker's on it forever. You know, there's no poor first half of it. Like, it's very rare.
But look at this, yeah? You're saying that he's been poor and they still are where they are. And what Wick's saying is right. At any point, he could get together and start mucking in with goals.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, Villa need him. They need him now still.
All right, cool. Let's move on to another team.
Manchester City, who everyone here wants to win the league, apart from the Gooners.
I don't want him to win it.
Yeah, because you're a real one. Everyone else here. Where's United? Yeah. Five in a row. Three 0 wins in a row. Are we seeing one of those runs coming together?
I hate to have to like eat my words, man. I was leading the charge saying that I don't think they're capable of putting together one of those runs.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're in the middle of one now.
Yeah,
who was it that said that they're looking like they replaced players? They said Serki. Mm-hmm. Like De Bruyne, Grinders, like Gundogan.
Why are you doing that, bro?
So what I'm saying, like, it looks like these players that have been brought in.
I think he's tired.
Who said it? No, Steven, who said it?
He said it. He said it. That's why he's going.
You know? Going. Get off the pitch.
You're going.
I said Serki, yeah.
Well, that's not his name.
Why do you call him that? Bro. Suzuki. Get him off the pitch, man. Don't call him
Suzuki. Stay warm. Stay warm.
Get off the pitch, man.
Stay warm.
Man said, who said what I said?
That's why he pissed me off straight away. Because I knew. Who said it?
Who said what I said? How do you answer the man, Div?
I knew that's what you just wanted
he's
to
idiot,
say.
He's
bro.
A shit, man.
Just
idiot.
Wanted to say
idiot.
Hi, Ski.
What's happening, lads?
Hello, my brother.
I missed out on some of the topics, but...
All right, guys, concentrate. Let's get back in the car.
Man City.
They're in the middle of one of them runs said they couldn't do.
Bro, they've won the league.
Haaland is in insane form. He's reminding me, obviously, it's ain't the first time he's done it anyway, but still, again, it's just giving me them feelings of when you can go on Teddy Text, you see United won, you knew Ronaldo was going to be there. Like, my football app goes off, ding, City scored. I do not need to go
in
there to know that Haaland scored.
Do you know why City are going to win this league, yeah? I have seen Haaland, he's trying to be a better player. He's asking people stuff. How do I improve? What should I improve? How can I get better? And you can see he's taking it in. Like 22 years old, he is about to go crazy.
You lot see the steak he was eating in the changing room after?
He's eating steak in the changing room?
You didn't see it?
No.
He had the big tomahawk steak, yamming it straight after the game.
Viking flow.
Viking ready, cooked.
That's where he gets it, man boy. He's crazy.
What do City need this January to maintain this momentum?
Nothing.
Yeah, don't think they need anything. Don't need nothing, bro.
You don't think they need to shore up that defence a bit?
I think they're going to make signings, but I think the way Pep's got them playing, I think he's finally made it click.
Like, I think firepower, you know. I think goals.
We'll send a message, innit?
What would a Haaland injury do?
It'll disrupt everything. But I think if they like look at maybe like a... Just some goal, someone up top, maybe like a Semenya or something like that. Someone that can fill like an Alvarez role that's not gonna start, but they're quality enough that when they come in, they can pick up the slack.
Who's
get
second
some goals.
Marmoush ain't been
bubbling like that.
Obviously, the gaffers are pulling strings from behind closed doors. Didn't even let me drop the shoulder.
It's rolling.
You lot up, man.
Rolling.
Yeah, best behavior.
That's what it was in the tournament. Yeah. You came on, you was off very quick.
So you don't think City...
Right, don't play it safe though, we need magic.
Right, last couple games though, they haven't been conceding much. That defensive stuff's kind
of 3-0 in a row.
Yeah. Last couple games, man.
You see when City get here, it's just cool. Leave them. Five for second.
Chasing his little brother.
It's Haaland, yeah, he's carrying the team on his back. He's picking up the mantle. He wants to win another title. An injury would be catastrophic.
I don't think it's just Haaland though.
It's not just Haaland, but remember Dookie, do you see him after the game eating like the baby deer leg and that?
Tomahawk.
Yeah, he drinks I bet he had milk.
No salt as well.
Moving like asterisks in them, man. Like,
yeah.
Vikings.
Yeah. Vikings. Yeah.
Do you know about the raw milk he drinks and that? Like raw, straight from the tip.
Oh, yeah. He's on a super, like, he only eats stuff that is like one ingredient, like a steak, an egg. You see what I'm saying? Like.
That's not even funny, bro.
It's the truth, bro.
Do you know who does that? Slim does that. Slim's doing that.
Yeah. But I can't look past them, man. Yeah, I can't think of a team that hasn't had a goal machine, like a summer that's gonna 20, 30 goals a season and you win the league. I don't think Arsenal's got it. Do you get me? I don't think they got it, so.
Who has got it?
City.
No, Bar City, no one.
I think Semenya would almost guarantee them this league still. We'll look out for them.
They can't get him in January anyway.
He can, 60 million.
65, he's agreed, bro.
He's agreed wages with three teams.
Yeah, Man United trying to get him playing right back, right wing back. It's dark over there.
No, but apparently it's between City and United now. Liverpool's out of it.
Is they wanting for the 9 or for the 10?
Is it?
Yeah, not for the wing back.
No.
He wouldn't even accept wing back.
It's got to be left wing back, bro. We're in trouble. I can see him playing left wing back. We're
Semenyo
in trouble,
wouldn't even, Semenyo, I happen to know from good sources, Semenyo wouldn't even entertain coming if that.
I hope he won't.
We play three at the top or three across the top. We've only got five attackers. Like Mount's the fifth one. You need more of them. It's not like there's space for him. Like 10 or
bro,
9.
He's a winger. You want to play 10 is dark.
He's played wing back for Bournemouth though.
A number of times. On that.
Why not?
Semenyo, just come Liverpool, man.
He's not going to Liverpool.
Why the hell would he do that?
He's that's injured.
He's out of it. He's out of anything. He's out of meaty.
Whoever's got money, boys. Focus.
He wants to pay up top, and Ekotike and Isak's are there. He's not going there. It's impossible. Yeah.
You buy him for a
and you know you lot offered installments, but they said no, we want the release clause.
And you offered racism.
Man are deflecting.
Makusa made his City debut, league debut. One for the future. Watch.
Send him to the stands. You might not come back from that. That's bad.
Pass me one. Green one, please.
That's bad. Even if he does, that's bad.
Darren Fletcher's son made his debut for Man U.
Anyway, man are trying to deflect right now because Arsenal, we said it last week, Arsenal's next six league games are all matches that we have failed to win in the equivalent fixtures last season.
Yeah, but I also said that you're going to prop them up.
Let me land. We've gone one out the way now. Yeah. Brighton at home next. I'll be honest, I don't really know how Brighton are doing.
They're doing poor.
This season. But we got three home games coming up. Obviously, one of them is Villa, so that is going to be a madness. But what do we need in January to maintain this momentum? Menace. Obviously, you've said the defensive system is in place. So what are you saying? Is it attackers? Is it a player or is it a change of system or mentality?
Listen,
what is it?
I'll be honest. Dan, go on, cut you.
You are meaty. Take note of that. I passed it to him. He was free.
This is planned work. He's going to come straight back to me. You lot, don't bite, bro. Just relax.
I know what they need. Arsenal need a sports psychologist. That's the absolute facts. They don't need players.
You got the biggest club.
Yeah, you need that. And a seminar.
I feel like we got that in Gabriel Heinze, bro. That's a seminar, bro. He's a seminar, fam. You understand, bro?
You don't need more players.
Imagine that's can the
I
only
say something? Can I say something? Because it's weird. I feel like... Again, I don't like using moaning about the injuries and that because the squad depth is amazing. And I feel like you've done the best work in the summer. I feel like you've done all your work. I don't know what you could add in January to
man
that.
Was screaming, well, Arsenal had the Carl best transfer.
Carl Furt's got a sports psychologist, yeah? And the psychologist convinced him
He could not be knocked out. And from that moment, he could not be knocked out.
You know what
out.
They might need? But obviously, it's not going to happen. Like Nagelsmann or Tuchel.
Yeah, because I saw a thing on Twitter, yeah, saying, I think it was an ex-Blackburn player. He said they bought in, the gaffer at the time, he bought in like Vikings and like all kind of warriors, like showed them Spartan movie. Hold on, let me just say.
Get him off, innit?
Let him land, man. Let him land, man.
Look, all I'm saying is, a Blackburn player said they made them, their gaffer made them watch Spartan movies and all kind of mental shit. They went out there and lost 7-1.
My bad. 7-1.
They went out there and lost 7-1.
My bad.
Let him land, man. That would have landed, bro, but you mash it up, bro. All
right, were they actors or like real Vikings?
But what are you talking about? I just said they made them watch movies and you're asking if
Odin's son. My boy, Odin's son.
You lot never let him land. He said the manager made them watch movies and they lost.
Bifrost has opened.
Bro. Because once again, when we talk about Arsenal, you lot try to stifle the thing, innit? I see what's going on. You lot are nervous, bro. I'm nervous. You lot are also nervous.
Okay, cool.
That's
so
what this
lose.
Is.
January. What could they do?
I believe it just sounds they need to buy goals, bro. They need this is what I've worked out. I've done a bit of research, yeah. Every team from the Leicesters to the Blackburns, they always had someone in the top. Everyone that's won the leagues had someone in the top three of the top goal scorers in the league, yeah. They ain't got no one that's gonna break that. I don't believe it.
Their team ain't. I saw no one in your team's got over 10 or something.
There you go.
Havertz is going to come back.
They're not going to break into that top three of goal scorers. You can spread it all around, yeah? But you see, when it comes to like winning, getting this, you lot know. You need a killer. You know when it's all tight? Kill it. It can't be corners. Corners can't be your killer.
To speak to your point, that means whoever they brought in January ain't going to make the top three in the league anyway, so.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Even if he gets 10 or 15, like from now on, if he breaks like from after Christmas.
Important goals.
A fit Havertz could get 10 in the league from January.
He can. From January.
A fit Havertz could get you got 10
bro,
in the
don't
league.
Forget, he ain't played football.
Is he even going to play in January?
Played. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know.
But he ain't played.
You can't sleep on not being warm, pause. You get what I'm saying? You can't sleep on that. You can't. I paused it. Come on,
wait,
boys.
Hold on,
premeditated pause.
Warm.
Let's have a
it's
quick
warm.
Look. I don't know.
What?
I
want to go to the crowd. What
being warm. As warm as. What are you talking about?
Skits has been waiting.
What are you talking? Shut the hell up. Let me finish my point, man. Viking, man. We got these Vikings. Got the Vikings chatting shit. Yeah?
There's no one warm.
Yeah, but listen,
VAR
was
saying to do it. VAR was saying to do it.
Man. You could have been gone.
He was warm. No, but listen, you're supposed to got the Santa hat on. You're supposed to be more caring. You get what I'm saying, man? What's going on? But, yeah.
Jesus is coming back.
Bro. It's just like, look, he's the Reece James of strikers, the old Reece James, bearing in mind. He doesn't do three games in a row, bro. And he just looks, they've got bare players that are, they've got bare of those players. They ain't got goals,
so
they ain't
have
got
you
killer.
Have you got a name?
Semenyo.
Yeah, Calvert-Lewin.
Are we saying that? Are we saying if either Arsenal or City get Semenyo, that team wins the league?
That's not a bad take.
Arsenal ain't getting him because apparently you have to sell players in January to buy.
The last player Mark said that if anyone signs him, they win the league is Carlos Baliba. So
no one signed him now.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's all.
I never said anybody. I said he's so good. If we sign him, we'll win the league.
So if I hope this is true. So if
we're just
going
to buy in a dip.
City,
this is all a plan to make his money go down to 12 million.
Uh-huh.
Still quality.
You guys are fighting over 12 million.
No, he was 100 before then. Now he's 12. Ain't seen how he's been playing.
Obviously, Arsenal, we have three home games coming up. That is Brighton, Villa, and
Liverpool.
Ah! That's like, you're on your home, like, you're at home, but the windows are broken. It's cold, like.
I reckon that could be 4 or 3 points, like. In total, man. Yeah. You're going to lose one. You're going to lose one or two.
If we get 9, what are you saying?
Big you up.
Because you know why it's mad? You know why it's mad? Because if we get 9 and City get 9, they're still right there.
Do you think you're getting 9 though?
We could. They're at home, bro.
You see
we could,
this,
bro.
You see football, yeah? You see football.
what happens in history always, it doesn't, it always repeats himself. It's football, it's how it is. Even when you went invincible, even when you went invincible, you weren't top at Christmas. Every time you've been top at Christmas, you don't win the league.
You're doing non-football. It is the truth. They don't win the league.
They don't win, no.
Yeah, but that's
the Invincibles wasn't top at Christmas. They weren't top at Christmas, you know.
My thing is like, it's I don't
that
think...
Invincible team's a myth anyway.
It ain't, they weren't unbeaten.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's a myth.
Is it God?
You need what? God still.
No. Dan, sub. What, are you getting him off?
I'm not going. I swear to God. And you know my not going is real. And he came out of
Chelsea,
the suit before me.
Kepa. Do a Kepa.
I'm not even Kepa. I'm hyper with that clip.
All right, Dan, go up.
Hey, Lippy, go like that. Go like that. Say I'm good.
You know what? I'm going to go next. I swear that I'm going to go next. I can't stick like this. I can't do that. He's made my position. He's made me compromise myself.
Listen. Now everything has to be 5 yards.
No, I'm playing to go off.
Okay, all right, cool. Self-destructive.
You're seeing out the
That's
first half.
Self-destructive. It's just
what will be though, isn't it?
So GLP has made me make this mistake. He said, is it GOD? Is God a key figure in this?
100%. God decides all things football. He decides all things, but especially in football. We've seen him win Champions League for teams. I've been a beneficiary of him winning us the Champions League in Munich. He's obviously got an issue with Arsenal.
What is the issue?
The Arsenal fans.
Can I make a conspiracy?
Yeah.
I think we've done something for the unbeatables.
They used that all your luck.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that Invincibles, we was working with something. And you know in this world... If you work with something, once you get the success after that,
karma
is downfall.
You lot work with the devil for the Invincibles.
Yeah, but who did it?
We got a man called Jesus on the team.
Hey Zeus, bro, say it right, bro.
No, it's with a J in it, because he's
couple teams Brazilian. Are looking at him. Palmeiras, Flamengo, even Everton are looking at him. If we get rid of him, we could get a Semenyo.
No, but no, you need Jesus, especially over.
I like he's over popping it. 15
period,
minutes,
bro. That's a person you're gonna need. Do you know what I'm saying? City, like, just Jesus is a cornerstone of Christmas.
That's what I'm saying. I hear it.
You more need a striker called Joseph, bro.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
Joseph?
We got to start
Bethlehem.
Jesus is stepdad.
Get all the right righteous names.
Bethlehem, innit?
And that team will win the league.
Adam.
Tony Adam.
Disciple names.
Do you understand? Adam Wharton instead of Declan Rice.
Oh my gosh. A lot of it must be to do with names. You know, it's not like this world is obviously based on science, math, God, spirits. But I'm saying you have the wrong name that can X you.
No, we don't. We got three names named after Angel Gabriel. Like, we got three Gabriels in our team.
It's Gabriel.
Same shit,
it's Gabriel.
Yeah, man, you're saying it wrong, man.
And I don't think the angels.
That's blasphemy. And that's blasphemy. You're putting a couple more years on nothing.
Like, yeah, you can't. You're gonna have to go again. Like, you're gonna. You know, there's some names in the Bible that. Like, aren't mentioned frequently.
Don't bring that back.
You see what I'm saying? They're not mentioned frequently. Go and get a Ezekiel.
Do you know what it is? I think they're paying for having that kid that was their captain of the 23s called Lucifer.
They had what?
You had a captain called Lucifer?
No.
It's fair, man. I rebuke that.
I see everyone's face.
That's it, because that was it. That would have been it. That's the answer. But for some reason, God doesn't like Arsenal winning European or league titles.
No, Lucifer was Gallas.
Menace is right. They had a devil's disciple in their ranks and they're paying for it now. Maybe. Number 10 centre back.
Does anyone have any like things that they do before a match or before something where you need to win this match? Like any like, what's the word?
When yeah,
you
I do.
Like a,
rituals.
Like rituals, like
I
a
do.
Superstition.
Yeah, I have a superstition.
What?
I say I'm not going to score, then I don't.
boys. Hold on. Boys. I got a superstition, man.
It's killing me.
I got a superstition. Listen, there's too much Northwest, man, on this panel right now. And I think too much Northwest
I got
is
a lead
too
then.
Much. So, Menace, I'm a West man, I need you to go for DSK because I'm not going anywhere.
Look at Menace. Menace, see the face.
Darkness. DSK.
Ali. I had a stinker anyways.
You'll be back.
Hey.
It's that chair, man.
Yeah, man.
The curse number 9 chair, innit? That's the curse number 9.
DSK
Time for the Premier League.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, man. How is everybody? Everybody
good? We're all good, man.
Everybody good? Okay.
Hey, where are you from?
I'm from France, man. Oh, hey, Congo as well. Represent, okay. Yeah?
No, the accent was like,
Mama Nengai.
Hold on, Dan. He's.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm Congolese.
Have your family convo after.
Dude, chill, man. Chill. Hold on. Obviously, Dan.
Zimu play.
Two seconds. Obviously, Dan, this was a sub in your favour. We've got another Chelsea fan on the show here for you.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happened. No, that's happened much.
There's not many Chelsea
that's happened
fans
too
out there,
often.
Right? We don't need that much. But we're not here to do anything really this
Who
season.
Who do you support in France?
Marseille.
Oh.
The best team in the world, right? Right, man.
They got something going on over there.
Yeah. Right, it's that chair, you know. Because he tried to come on, heavy touch. He's had a heavy first touch.
Marseille is a bad touch. But listen.
Speaking French.
Obviously, Liverpool just about beat nine-man Spurs.
It's darkness.
Oh, please, man. That's agendas just about.
Do you know what it is? I want to ask a question. Does it feel like every point that Liverpool accumulate this season just keeps Slot in a job that he shouldn't be in?
Ouch.
Ooh.
I think he should be in that job because he won the league last year. So I think you get a season for free. Almost.
I can hear that.
And then you maybe get a preseason. You better have a good start to next season or you're gone.
So Dan, quickly, on the strength of that, yeah? Win a league, you get a season. How come their guys had eight?
They got no standards.
Okay.
Man, you could go, you know. Man. That was very...
Gender hair is crazy. I just need to just... Yeah.
Yeah, but like the reality is at Arsenal, yeah, you're allowed to... I said it for years, like there is now pressure to win stuff, yeah? But for years there wasn't. It was just pressure to compete, be there, be around. But they still ain't got rid of it.
Yeah, like, that transition that... Because that transition you're talking about, I've seen Liverpool get there, innit? Like, so you've been in this zone for time. Obviously, with Slot, he's got into Champions and he now dropped us back into the... We're in the same zone as you. I know you're top. But yeah, we're obviously in the same realms, innit?
That's
like,
a good realm.
Do you get what I'm saying? It's it's not a good realm
it's
for the ex-champions.
The yeah.
But do you get what I'm saying? So again, when it was in the midst of the seven losses and boom, 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 I was, yeah, man, boy, the institution that Liverpool is, if this was Real Madrid, he'll be gone. Do you get what I'm saying, innit? And that's I still believe that. But I don't believe these points he's accumulating. I just think he's... I think the players are finding their thing. Wirtz has put on 25 kg. So he's heavier. he's not as lightweight as he is. We've seen it. Like, look, they broke his exact leg.
Do you think, you know, like every team, it comes to a point where you hit the top and then you're on the down.
We're nowhere near it.
You can spike up a little bit and then, but you are on a downtrend. Do you think, honestly, objectively, do you think you hit your peak where you were with Klopp and then with Slot's first season, and now you've got to have a few years.
Okay, that makes sense, but it don't, because we lost five players out of that team that hit the peak. If we still had...
Yeah, I'm saying, as
yeah,
a team,
so,
though.
So five people have left from the team, innit? So saying we've hit that peak, I think maybe like two signings away from being super dominant again.
More signings.
Of course, we've lost five players.
We lost assists and goals, bro.
We lost assists and goals. 100%. We lost a right back. We lost... Probably the best.
You brought in assists and goals.
No. But
you brought in Verts and
listen to what I'm saying to you, yeah? How this team plays, innit? Like I said, in terms of Arsenal and winning the league, you need that guy that's got the 30 goals, 20 goals in you. You need someone, you need backbone.
Loons,
and
you've
you
seen
need
enough
a midfield
seasons. Juggle. You've seen enough seasons to know how this goes. You hit there and you come down for a few years and you struggle and whatever. Have you hit there?
No. No way. No denial. Way. I think like it's like next season, like my man's legs broke. See, next season, I think it's just thinking this when it all goes click, 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 it's a big problem. You know what I'm saying, innit? That's what I believe. So
I just realized it's AFCON right now, you know. The African Cup. Why is John not here, bro? I need John here. There's two people here.
Watch the set, man.
Two Congolese in the building.
I'm black.
We know what table's not.
You know what? Stevo, Steve-O does respect Africa. You're Dan, more than
I'm
you
one of my
yeah.
gumbo.
He does.
Hello.
100% Steve-O respects Africa more than you.
Fimbu.
No, it is, yeah.
I think to sit down, you have to have a little bit of African now.
Yeah, skits. I'm boys, sorry, man.
I don't like how you let loons like deflect that. It was a lot of deflected.
Can we get it African here, please? KG. We only have one farmed filthy fella. No, sit down.
No, yeah.
Sit down.
The Asia
he looks like the guy's just buying all the things in Africa
bro,
right now.
What hat is
we
that?
We don't like him.
Hey, what hat is that? No, not you, KG.
He's not African. I am.
Wait,
Africa.
Africa.
What,
Algeria.
Algeriano. 1, 2, 3, viva l'Algérie.
Hey, c'est rien de tout là.
Ah, c'est rien quoi.
C'est africain.
I don't know, but listen, you're the only person here that don't have an African parent.
I do.
Be careful.
I do.
Be cute. No,
what are you talking about?
Who?
Are you joking me? So I done ancestry.com.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey, no, it's true though, no. Well, let him land.
Oh. Yeah, I'm 0.75% Nigerian and
what?
12% Guinea-Bissau. Yeah.
You know what? With that, I need KG here. That's mad. 0.75.
Sorry, Steve-O.
Guinea-Bissau.
Guinea-Bissau is mad.
What's going on, bro?
What is going on? Who's got a Christmas hat for me? Who's got a Christmas hat?
Everyone here got at least one parent.
Both parents.
At least
yeah.
one African parent. Yeah?
Yeah, both of them.
Okay, cool.
I thought you were Jamaican.
Yeah, my dad's Jamaican. My mom's from Botswana and Colombia.
See?
Good.
Ghana, Nigeria, Algeria, Congo, Botswana. Lovely. Diversity. Whoa. I lose it coming back. Lose it coming back. He's not coming
Luke
back.
Bare bad food.
He said,
why is he laughing with
food?
Why is he enjoying the joke though?
No, you hear me? It's not me, it's the Jamaican side.
Anyway.
He's so ignorant, bro.
Anyway.
Bare bad food.
You know what it is? Wick don't help it because Wick comes in with caterpillars.
You know what? Speaking of bad food, I see it on Instagram all the time. Tendinisms. Isaac has broken his leg.
The poor guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's actually broken it.
Yeah, broke it, bro.
Is it because he's East Africa?
I don't think
he's
can
the
get
Newcastle
any worse.
Evil Eye.
Can I say something?
That was a horrible, horrible challenge, bro. Yeah.
Oh,
because he scored, no one cares. But that was a disgusting
However,
challenge.
I saw Fabregas disgusting. Break his leg and then take a penalty with said broken leg.
No, but East African men are slim, but they're strong. That's where it is. East African men, they're like deceptively strong. You see them. So you turn up on a Saturday, Sunday.
He's a bit slight though, isn't it?
He's not easy to play against. I think what's made it mad is he's in this system where it's not all about him.
Yeah, it's not all about him, exactly.
You understand?
Yeah.
So obviously that's kind of been at his detriment, but. That's a shame, man. Because, bro, he's finally scored a goal. Back
in. Is that a break?
He shouldn't have picked Sweden.
That's
100% it. Wait, so you should have. You wanted him to play for Eritrea.
That's exactly what I wanted. Why is everyone laughing for, blood?
That's it. Hold on. Name another Eritrean player.
Him.
See, you wanted him to.
But do you know what? I get it, though. Because I think if everyone played for the actual nation.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Congo,
outstanding. By
then
the way,
Super Eagles
will be amazing.
Nigeria, yeah.
You know
imagine Bukayo Saka,
Eze.
What?
Yeah,
we'd be getting crazy.
It's time to go home, innit? Soon.
What?
Get me, Botswana needing me.
He wasn't having the best of seasons. That's why it's unfortunate that he got hurt. Finally scoring a goal. That's 3 goals in all comps now. 16 appearances. He's already missed 5 games injured before that as well. So it's unfortunate.
And you know what's crazy? It's the fact that Salah's gone, so it would have been easier to bring him into the team with no issue. So now Salah comes back, he'll be probably healed. We still got a problem.
Healed?
I'm saying, yeah, he'll be back. What's his name? When Salah comes back, he should be all right.
He's fractured his ankle, bro.
How long
what kind of fracture? Like, there's
it's
so many.
It's not a serious one, is it?
No, it is. I'm just talking.
Let's say realistically, he's going to be out for 2 months.
Yeah.
2-3 months.
2-3 months,
so,
yeah.
So is it safe to say that he is flop of the season?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he is.
When are we going to have this conversation?
Flop of the season?
Flop of the season?
Definitely.
You know what it is? I think Wirt saves him a bit. Mm-mm. I think Wirt saves him. You know what it is? He's had 5 games out injured. So at least when he's come back, He's hurt.
I don't know. It's the level of expectation. The bread.
Yeah, it's true. The price tag as well.
The most expensive player.
Yeah.
The most expensive striker.
It's a howler. It's a howler, mate. There's no two ways to put it. It's acting as a howler.
I still think it's
worse. He's had injury history before. It's a gamble spending that much money. I know he looked fit and bigger and strong and all that, but like.
But the question that I have as well is like, was he really that guy before he comes to Liverpool? Like
I for think Newcastle, he's got aura. He's got aura, man.
He got the aura, but when you look at the stats and the stuff that he was doing for Newcastle, was he really the guy that could push like a top 16 to something else?
No, because I remember when he was like sought after, Arsenal said he should be wearing the Henry shirt. That was the conversation. Yeah. And then after we all when he fully joined Liverpool, we thought the league was over. So now he can't now backtrack because he's not getting well and believe that he ain't the guy. He's been the guy. He's not doing well.
We do it all the time and we romanticize a player, yeah, and we make him seem like he's much colder than he is. He's cold, but he's not some super killer. That there Newcastle team was cold.
Let's not do that, man. He made Newcastle.
There was an episode someone said that.
How did he get in it?
Maybe he's not world class. Do you remember the episode?
Hey, someone getting off round.
Nah, this is
who said that? Was it you, Steve-O?
Hold on, nah, but again, I just think, do you know what it is, yeah?
Easy to say something's 100%, not world
class. Yeah. There was that question, innit? Is he world class? Is he not, innit? But I think for it to be confirmed, because he's broken his leg in December, like that ain't, I don't think that's good evidence. Like Liverpool aren't great. You understand? Like Wirtz, Wirtz is still a great player, even though he's not doing well. Is Ekotike better than him because he scored more goals?
This is something I say all the time. Yeah? Remember when I'm talking about peaks, yeah?
That's reactionary,
Football's not linear. Just because you're getting older and you're 22 doesn't mean you're better at 24. Your peak can be right there. Mm-mm. And was Isak's best ever season last season? Probably.
Nah, he's still.
Wait. You see my point, Lippy?
This time last season, Alexander Isak had scored 4 goals for Newcastle.
So why is it been a big song and dance?
Apparently, this time last season, Alexander Isak had 4 goals.
But the source is not a reliable source.
But hear what I'm saying there, yeah? My point is, sorry, don't listen to the outside lot. They're on the sub for a reason. So my point is, of what I'm trying to say is, yeah, it's not to criticise what man is doing, but he is the biggest flop. If he's going to have another 2 months out, let's say because of the injury, he's going to come back. He still needs to get into the gist of things. It's going to take him probably like a month.
That's a different
and he's just bagged 1 goal. Come on, we need to start focusing, man.
Off the pitch, I'm saying. So we're doing the African thing, yeah? And I saw Loons, I'm snitching. He went like this.
Oh.
Blow died the man.
Gaffer.
Bro.
What's this?
Gaffer. Son, done.
Do something!
Bro.
Bro, I swear it's because his dad's from Ecuador, son.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's mad.
He's
buzzing with himself and all, like. Bro, he's crazy.
From like Tijuana or something, somewhere crazy.
That's the drive-by thing that he's doing.
Just ignore him, man. Block it out. He's hurt because we're talking about Isak, man. You know what? Let's turn it up a notch, man. Like I said, I think Isak's that good. So I want to ask, is Slop's tactics that bad?
No.
This guy was a killer, bro. Against that same Liverpool defence, Van Dijk, he ran them red, bro. You understand? He's landed here and he can't hit a barn door.
But Slop did say that he ain't got no one of the Jacob Murphy fault, ain't the Jacob Murphy, like, attributes.
Bro, I'm just keep it real, yeah? Isak cost 150 M's.
Outrageous.
You could have bought 2,500 Seamus Colemans.
Respect.
Maybe more.
And do you know what? That is huge.
We ain't said that often enough.
Hey,
that's 60,000.
You've done the maths as well, Dan.
60,000? Yeah, 2,500.
That's a lot of Seamus Colemans.
That's generational.
That's a whole academy of Seamus Colemans.
Time 11 and subs.
I think that's the problem. It's like the price tag of Isak was never 150 M's. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Nothing should cost that.
Never.
Let me ask this question. A lot of things cost a lot of money. Now, I'm not even talking football. I'm just talking in life. Yeah. Is this the worst 150 million ever spent?
If you could spend 150 on just anything, you'd get more than one. Isak.
You know what it is? How much do yachts cost? Like about around that?
Depends.
How much yachts can I buy for 150 million?
You can get Lamborghini yachts.
Say I bought bear yachts and all of them get Titanic. That's what Isak is. Every single yacht, mash up. No yacht leaving.
But I personally think he's still got more worth in those because you know, like even if they get Titanic, there's like
you can fix it.
You can salvage some parts of it.
Yeah.
But
you can,
been,
you can.
We have to just be honest, man. This guy's been a terrible signing for Liverpool at this moment in time. But we expected so much more from him. And the fact that Ekitike is not even trying to develop in the league. He's doing his thing already. Guy's prem proven. Isak's prem proven. He has no excuses.
So hear what I'm saying then. So hear what I'm saying then, KG. Is this then the worst record signing ever then? For this price?
As it stands, at the time of recording, we have to just be honest. It is.
My mind goes to when Tottenham bought Soldado and that.
They didn't spend the whole
million. No, but that's fair, man.
It's still bad money spent.
Man,
we're not answering the question. We're prolonging.
Yes.
Is this the worst?
Yes, bro.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's like, what's that thing that Ja Rule done? Fire Festival. He's the fire
festival in Premier League.
He's the fire. He's the fire festival.
The island was
bad though.
The island was going to be lit happened, as well. Yeah.
Should have been amazing.
Ja Rule blocked me on Twitter, you know, for fire festival.
For the fire festival thing.
I swear down.
Really?
I don't know how
you were just cussing it out.
I swear down.
Because they're serving sandwiches. They were giving people sandwiches in
there. Mad. You know what?
Oh!
The bottom three.
Shit.
What? Is West Ham in there?
West Ham is right here. I'm snitching. West Ham's right here.
Is this the worst bottom three that we've seen?
It has to be.
Derby had 6 points at this point when they got 11 in a season.
No, but
Wolves have two.
Jeez. But at least Wolves like. I hear it, man.
you think Wolves got a couple ballers? Yeah.
it's over though. Wolves have lost too much.
Is this the worst we've ever seen?
How come West Ham end up in there anyway?
Bro, it's just the club is slightly just
Steve-O wants
an
minutes.
Absolute mess.
He's on that bite.
Steve-O's itching.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
You know what?
No, do you know what? No, the club's a mess. It's like a drama. It's like a TV drama, West Ham, bro. It's a mess. It's a mess.
I'll be honest, let me say it here first. I love my team. And I think Nuno's come in and I see a change.
We're more defensively solid.
But defensively solid.
Well, like
last week
we were shipping 5 goals at a time, mate. Come on,
we're still looking shit. I'm sorry, we're still looking shit. I've seen enough from Nuno to say it's going to be a dire season from us, but we're going to stay up.
You're right.
He's gonna cry.
He's gonna cry. Do you remember Steve-O said?
I recall Steve-O, because you like to bring up old clips and blah, blah, blah. I recall Steve-O's saying his favourite time was when West Ham was in the champ. You're going to have another favourite time.
I don't think it'll go down.
Do you lot think we've got too much quality to go down?
No. Because before we went down.
Everyone off camera said no. I didn't ask.
Before we went down with Joe Cole, Michael Carrick, Defoe,
exactly. We went
DiCanio, we've been down with better quality, trust me.
Can we just say the truth now though?
Yeah.
Why did they think they were better than Moyes?
That's not the point.
No, that's important.
The results were so
Moyes
bad.
Moyes bought them.
The results were
Moyes
dreadful.
Bought these guys a trophy that they haven't
Don't
seen.
Don't you start I doing that. I saw what you've no, done to your fair. Managers.
Moyes, bro, he done something for your team. They talk about the West Ham way, yeah? We haven't seen the West Ham way. We've never seen the West Ham way. You got rid of managers that could definitely do your job. I've seen what Moyes is doing right now. You would love that at your club. But then you lot said, the football weren't attractive enough.
No, it wasn't about attractive.
You were asking a question and answering.
I wanted to
answer
finish
it.
My whole question, bro.
But you answered at the start.
Now I finished.
We could be looking at a triple substitution.
Now
in
I'm
the
looking.
Go ahead.
Yeah, now, I, do you know what? It's cold. Like, you, because I've been given instructions about the sub, but I just want to, can I
like,
override?
Honestly,
can
like,
I override?
Like, all three of them could go.
Bro, look what they said. This ain't happening.
we're going overriding that.
The reason they wanted Moyes out, and I didn't want him out, but the football wasn't great. Now, at a time where set pieces are so important, where conceding a lot of set pieces, yes, we would have, in hindsight, Moyes would have been better to stay. But the people, the fans, didn't like the football. They didn't like the style of play. So that's why. That's your answer. Nothing to do with results. Moyes done really well for us when he come back on his second term. Nothing to do with results.
There so you got rid of... Cool. You got rid of the manager. Yeah, it went bad. Brought him back again. He bought you a trophy, but he's still not good enough.
They didn't like the football.
Do you know what position we finished when we won that trophy, bro? We were like 16th, bro.
But you're worse now, though.
You're talking about the championship, bro.
We had to get that football gone, bro. It was rubbish.
I don't believe
Leave
that.
Leave it.
But I didn't mind.
If two Clarets go down, that's amazing.
Is there too many Clarets?
Burnley.
Though? Burnley, Villa and West Ham.
What, you think only two per league?
And Almadonians.
Almadonians? Yeah. You got Claret. Claret Whoa. Blue.
Yeah, I hear it. Nah, you're dark for that. You're so dark for that.
It's niche. Whoa, I'm saying it's very a proper, niche. It's a. I know those colours. They're tough. And they're rugged and they're
fighting,
ready, but
fighting,
they always lack quality. You know what I'm saying? That I've not seen a team like that has quality.
Rice slip, something.
Yeah, they wear
claret and blue as well. Yeah, you know what? We need a sub.
We're bro. Shit. Let's
we need a sub, that. Man. The pace is a bit. What it's done?
Wait, who was you gonna sub?
I want to do the sub anyway.
Who was you gonna sub?
KG. No! Just for the end, Menace, quick.
Yo, Menace! KG, man, respect KG, man. Hey.
Yeah? And Menace, I'm not gonna bring you in for no reason. You're gonna take the free kick, bro. Take the free kick, man.
Hear what I'm saying? Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Have a very merry, 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 merry Christmas.
I need everyone that was on the episode on camera right now,
merry
quickly.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Yeah, someone go over there. Flipping hell, mate. Balance.
This fucking mic stinks of cheese, man.
So, it's Christmas.
Hey.
Bing bong.
Boys. It's Christmas time. Certain people aren't around anymore, so there's extra funds. So what we're gonna do is a bit of a secret Santa situation. I have £100 here. Every one of the filthy fellas is gonna be 10 of us. I don't know why they brought you here, DSK. I'm not giving you a tenner. But you can help pick a present. What we're gonna do, everyone's gonna get a tenner. We're gonna go out behind the scenes.
I want a 20.
Yeah. And we're going to go get presents for each other. And it will be revealed behind the scenes on the episode on Friday.
All right, like, comment, subscribe.
Have a very merry, merry Christmas. And make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Monday, Wednesday, Friday.